news and great conversation. A Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. 25% tariffs on Mexico and Canada on hold for a month, but 10% tariffs on certain Chinese-made goods are going into effect. China retaliating with a 15% tariff on products from the U.S., including crude oil and coal. Elon Musk, at the direction of President Trump, has moved to dismantle the U.S. Agency for International Development, which provides humanitarian assistance around the world.
USAID spends $43 billion a year, about 1% of the federal budget, feeding millions of children, bringing food, water, and shelter to victims of natural disasters. But the administration claims USAID also spent millions on more questionable programs.
ABC's Christian Cordero, Secretary of State Marco Rubio, visiting El Salvador, says the president there has agreed to take violent U.S. criminals, including American citizens, to prisons in El Salvador. In Phoenix, immigrants marching against President Trump's immigration policies. This is ABC News. Evacuations underway from certain Greek islands with earthquake after earthquake hitting. It's ABC's Inez de la Cotera.
More than 500 underwater earthquakes recorded in the Greek islands over the past few days, prompting concerns about a potentially more powerful event. People are being told to avoid large indoor gatherings. Schools have been closed and hundreds are evacuating on ferries and planes. Greek officials have also sent special forces and rescue teams as a precaution. Inez de la Cotera, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
Insurance company State Farm is now asking California for an emergency 22% rate increase. It says over the last 5 years, it has racked up $5 billion in underwriting losses in the state. State Farm says it's paid out more than $1 billion in claims after the Los Angeles wildfires. And there's hope that car prices might actually come down a bit. Automakers now reportedly ramping up production of less expensive models. Experts say many companies are stuck with too many unsold high-end cars and trucks. This is ABC News.
Nerds, it's time to come together. I'm Amanda Nimmer, bringing you your new Wisco 411, and this is your time to rise, because one of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming February 1st through April 27th, showcasing iconic characters, vehicles, memorable scenes from the franchise. There are 142 collected items, including a life-size landspeeder. Get your tickets for the Multicultural Center's Unofficial Galaxies from February till the end of April.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
The Bucks get zapped by the Thunder. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost on the road to the Oklahoma City Thunder, 125-96. Milwaukee missing four of their top players, Giannis, Damian Lillard, Brooke Lopez, Chris Middleton. It was the Bucks' fourth straight loss. Pat Connington.
They're a tremendous team, and that's not a secret. For us, when you're in a game, when you're in a situation like where you're shorthanded and kind of, you know, like we were tonight, you got to think about the things that you can control.
College hoops, the Badgers host the Hoosiers from Indiana tonight in Madison. Greg Gard talked about their win over Northwestern over the weekend.
I didn't think we came really ready to compete right out of the gate on Saturday. So we got that fire lit a little bit. But I thought the group of Janicki, McGee, Amos was out there at time. Obviously, Gilmore did some good things in the first half. We got some energy going and got our juices going a little bit with that group off the bench. And that sometimes we need that.
That's Wisconsin's head coach Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Jimmy Carter may officially never have held the title of artist, unless you count Making the Way You Live Your Life absolute artistry. The former president, who passed away in December, was honored with his fourth Grammy for his audiobook, The Last Sunday in Plains, a centennial celebration. Fourth Grammy, and he wasn't even in the biz. I need to start doing more. Ye, formerly known as Kanye, and his wife, Bianca Censori, who might be AI personified, were unaware there was a dress code at the Grammys. Ye and his best girl were trying to sneak in under the radar and not attract any attention, and didn't until Bianca dropped her coat, revealing she was wearing nothing, or a sheer mini dress that hid nothing. Apparently, all her pantsuits were in the wash. A quick Google search will reveal that she shouldn't have even bothered wearing said sheer mini dress, which is the same thing I wore for the Grammys, but I was watching from my own home. She's a cute girl. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds around in the overnight with lows in the lower teens, a northwest wind, occasionally on the gusty side. Even more clouds on the way for Tuesday, highs near 20 degrees. Clouds stay put into Tuesday night, lows again in the lower teens. Currently 17 degrees.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Greg Bach is back. We're also going to talk to Abigail Sweats from Fair, Wisconsin, and concerns about the LGBTQ plus community. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Okay. I'm going to tell the list. Johnny pulled his Achilles heel.
Achilles tendon.
Achilles tendon, I mean. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what else is back there.
So he's on crutches.
Oh, hang on. What's Todd doing here?
The theme from Emergency.
I know. Oh, I thought that was...
Hi, this is Johnny Gage.
Okay. I thought that was...
No, it was like a Mantooth. Wasn't it something Mantooth?
Yeah. I thought that was Naked Gun.
It's actually, I think it's the same music.
It's kind of similar,
I think it is the same. Right.
Anyway, so how are you doing? You're on crutches.
So I worked out again at the Croc.
That's good.
Four times great. Now I've worked out.
Actually, that's great.
Yeah. I just did the same thing. Just get on the treadmill.
Right.
Little elevation.
Right.
Oh.
Three.
And yesterday, I was going crazy yesterday, maybe a little more, because Nikki figured out how for me to use the earbuds.
Oh.
So I had earbuds on.
You were in the zone.
I was in a zone.
That's cool.
Yeah. So, and it was also, you know, you're sore when you start working out after you haven't been working. Okay, so no big deal.
Did you stretch before you worked out?
Yeah, big time.
You did not. Mm. Yeah, see, that's okay. You stretch before and after. And really, your stretch before and after should equal the time you work out.
Okay, hey, Dad.
Whatever, okay.
So it was sore. Yes. Yeah, but not, you know, just workout sore. Nothing major. 1:30 this morning, I'm dreaming about like something where I'm in pain.
Wow.
And it wakes me up. It's like, oh my God, what the heck just happened to my kid? So I've been up. I grabbed a bag of frozen. Oh, that's what I was going to ask you. I'm going to ask you about this. So I grabbed a bag of frozen vegetables, and that's what I used to ice it.
Yeah.
Can I still eat them?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't open them or anything. They're still in the bag.
But you're not going to put them back in the freezer.
That's what I'm asking. No,
I would
eat them today then, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Make some soup.
I can't get around.
Yeah.
I'm on crutches. I'm literally on crutches. Todd, you saw it. I look when I wasn't on crutches coming down the stairs
rough,
there.
Real rough.
Yeah.
I can't put any weight on it. No. My Achilles.
Yeah.
So I don't know what to do.
Well, with that whole Super Bowl, I might run and get you some.
That'd be nice.
Okay.
But how about, am I going to be in a good, Todd, what do you want to do Thursday afternoon? You want to hang out? I'm going to be dealing with this.
Can you
I'm
going to
be dealing with a torn or pulled Achilles and a root canal on the same day.
I'll back away from this one.
That's going to be a long day for you. Wow.
Oh, my goodness. Well, hopefully this loosens up a little bit and.
And all I got is a leave. They don't give you anything else.
Yeah.
That may take a while.
I know.
I don't know. You should go get it looked at.
But when you have that, you can't put any weight on. I mean, that's none.
Maybe you should just run down to urgent care after this. It's two blocks away. Just have.
Do they take Medicare or whatever? I ain't going any place because it's going to cost me $1,200 out of my wallet on Thursday for my dental thing. I'm not going anywhere. There's going to be another $1,000.
No. I think it's like.
I will suffer in silence.
Sure.
and this is silence.
If this is what you call silence, right. No, I don't. I think it's like $45. I don't know. Don't ask me. I don't know. Anyway, you should get that looked at. Don't. Because if it's more serious, you want to get taken care of now. So anyway, well, at least you worked out. And you didn't pull anything. You just went home. You were feeling kind of good.
I was just walking and lifting. I love lifting and walking. Just my two things. And I shot around a little bit basketball wise.
That's what did it.
Maybe.
That is.
But he didn't really feel it when it happened.
No, right. Not at all.
Weird. So he didn't really pull something.
No, it's just, not like, oh, what did I just sore. Do?
Right.
Hopefully.
Yeah. It feels like it's inflamed.
So you're going back to your jump shot?
Maybe.
Okay.
What the hell was that?
I don't know. Okay, that's great.
I had a heck of a jump shot in my day, Jim.
Uh-huh. So, you haven't done anything in, what, 12, 15 years. And yesterday, you were on the treadmill, and you put the degrees up to, what, 3 or something?
About 3.
Okay, that's...
I was walking through a forest in New Zealand.
Yeah, that's awesome, isn't it? I mean, that's just, and you had earbuds in?
Well, I was listening to country music while I was doing it.
That's where the injury came from right there.
Hey, Tom.
New Zealand and country.
Maybe I strained it trying to give that guy the finger.
Reaching over your seat.
Right. That's kind of a funny story, isn't it?
you can tell it.
Well, I think everybody's been there. Somebody flips you off. Okay. So you flip them back off. Okay.
You know, that's not against the law to flip people off. You know that?
I know.
You can look it up. It's not against the law.
Because he was sitting there for the longest time, okay, at a stoplight. Longest. And so I just came a little beep.
And it was green.
And it was green.
Yeah.
I could see he was vaping. It was bent on his vaping type thing.
Okay? Yeah, no, I wouldn't have liked
that. So we're going down, and then all of a sudden he rolls his window and gives me the bird. Okay?
Wow.
So I give it back, but here's the deal. On my passenger side window, it doesn't work. So if I roll it down, I got to go to Downtown Auto, and they got to put it back up for me, and yada, yada. So I'm trying to get his attention so he can see that I'm giving him the finger, too, but I couldn't get my window down.
And you wanted to make sure he could see it.
I was waving to him, like, to make sure that...
Do you see my finger, man? Come on, this is really important.
I lean all the way over my car.
I won't feel better.
Like, wait, hey!
I won't feel good unless you respond.
Exactly.
Wow.
So that was my day yesterday.
Yes.
Okay. Typical day.
That was... And it was just a... I'm surprised if you just... I don't know if I believe you that you just tapped the horn. Hmm? Really? And he got all upset, and it was a green light? Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'll give you credit for that. I can't say I would have done that.
You would have done it worse.
I know.
I've driven with you. You've done it twice as bad.
Green means go.
I know.
Just, come on. It's been 16 years.
Jim could actually roll down his window to get
I know.
I'd have done that, too.
Better suited for that.
Yeah.
It's tough if you're trying to wave to a guy to get his attention before you flip him off.
I'd have rolled all four down.
I know. I've been there with you.
You would have seen me.
I know. So you had a good day yesterday. Boy, we got a big day again today. Today is homemade soup day. You're going to go. We had a big plan today. Soup hunting.
Yes.
I
might just go with Nikki though.
Go ahead.
You know how you think about something? Now you kind of want to do it. Like
absolutely.
If that gets pulled back, I won't like.
Especially with food. It's always like this. Especially with food.
So I think we're going to go out to a few. We want to go to that. What's the Two Sisters or what's it called?
Soup Sisters. Yep.
And then there's another one. She said she wanted to go to. So, or did you say that last night?
No.
Okay, there's two places.
I didn't have that list with me when you were talking about that.
All right.
Today is hemp day, as in the smokable.
Hemp.
Okay. Sweater day. Remember there's that era where everybody wore sweat, like mid-90s. If you went to a party anywhere, like outside of 4th of July, everybody had like a bright sweater on. Remember Mike Holmgren used to wear the most gaudy sweaters.
Huh.
Remember that?
Ugly sweater day every day.
Yeah, he used to wear the most gaudy sweaters. Huh. Facebook birthday day.
Can you believe that? 2004?
Yeah, today.
What?
Facebook.
It's been around that long?
Yeah.
Well, not for me.
Oh, I think it's been around longer.
No. I didn't get it till maybe 10 years ago.
February 4th, 2004.
Wow.
It launched under the name The Facebook.
Well, no, you know what? Okay. Wow. Okay. I had MySpace.
MySpace, sure.
MySpace then. That's right. So I was on that for a long time, I think, before Facebook came around. Yeah, I was on MySpace. Remember the computers where you'd plug it? It's like, it sounded like something out of Star Trek or Lost in Space. Yep. Sounded like the robot Lost in Space.
A little higher, yeah.
Ding! Oh, man. Today is Wicker Day. Liberace Day.
Just for Jim. Today's
awesome.
Liberace.
Wow. That guy, most famous guy out of Wisconsin. Just bar none. Just boom. Don't you think?
No.
No, you're going to throw a sports guy.
Well, I'd say Bart Starr. I'd say Vince Lombardi. I'd say Bob Uecker.
Oh, no. No.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, no. Liberace.
Oh, no. Quick Pull?
Yes.
Who's more famous people?
Who's Quick got Pull? Their own, like,
Liberace
museum?
Liberace or Bob Uecker?
Who's got their own museum? Right? Does Liberace have one in Vegas? He did. Does he still?
Does he have one in Wisconsin? That doesn't count.
I think
Bob Uecker.
If you, okay, a teacher, if they're teaching famous people from Wisconsin, they would talk about Liberace over Bob Uecker.
I don't think anymore.
Really?
Yeah, well, he's been gone a while. That's a different era, I think.
Wow.
I think.
He had his own TV show. Bob Uecker was popular, especially to, you know, you sports guys, but...
Oh, no, okay, not only sports, but he was an actor for 20 years on TV, Bob Uecker was. Yep.
Mr. Belvedere.
Mr. Belvedere, then he's in another one. I mean, he's... A
couple of movies.
Yeah.
Somebody just texted
hosted
in.
Johnny Carson it's, like 20 times.
Well, you think Liberace, I don't know how many times he was on.
I never hosted that show. I've always wanted to. I was going to get Martha Edwards. What was her name? Merthyl Edmund. What was her name?
Merthyl.
Ethel Merman.
Yep.
Ethel Merman.
Ethel Merman.
I got to throw this up really quick. Terry sent this in for you. Can you see it on that side? Did it come up?
Johnny Cash. Yeah, I remember that one. That's about how I looked.
Yeah. Okay, I would be interested in that poll because Bart Starr.
Open up the polls. Open up the polls.
Polls are open. Frank Lloyd Wright just got texted in. Oh. If you've got somebody that you think
that would be a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is that?
I don't know if everybody realizes he's from Wisconsin.
Oh no!
But if you throw out all the names, I think Frank Lloyd Wright would be. I mean, he's
what's that place we go? Where do you go see all this?
Taliesin?
Taliesin, yeah. You've done that tour?
I don't know what it is.
It's his house.
You've done it Madison-ish or someplace?
Yeah. And then I think we talked about that. What's fun to do is go there and then go to House on the Rock. Those are two like cool things.
He wasn't a great guy when you read about him.
Yeah.
No?
Oh, dark sides.
Yep.
Dark sides. And then a horrible tragedy when his handyman killed the family. Murdered the entire family.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's bizarre. And then he had a little something working and yada, yada. Yeah.
Some more coming in. Who the bleep is Liberace?
Thank you.
Another one that says Jeffrey Dahmer and Ed Gein, both more popular than Liberace.
I hate to say that as far as name. And I wouldn't say popular and likable, but no more well
famous.
Known.
They all,
yeah, famous.
They,
let's not say popular. Most, yeah, most well known.
They talk about names and... Right, it's negative or positive.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
You got to admit, Dahmer is way up there. He's was in a lot of Wow, he's got a movie.
So I mean, Liberace is in the top three, not even the top three.
Oh no, John, I would say Lombardi.
No,
Lombardi.
Yeah,
maybe. No, Liberace.
If somebody said, if you asked somebody in Missouri, where was Frank Lloyd Wright born, they would have no idea. Okay, or where's he from? And they'd say, but if you ask, where was Vince Lombardi from? Even though he's from New York.
Right.
Oh, well, Green Bay. Yeah, I don't think there's any
question.
But yeah, kind of.
It's if you just say, forget Wisconsin.
Okay.
Say.
How about notable? Most notable?
But no, just forget Wisconsin. Just
I don't think he's in the top five. He's an honorable mention at best.
No. You got to get you got the wrong question. You're framing the question wrong. Okay.
Police squad.
God, this is funny.
Love it. All right, we got to start a quick break. We got a great lineup for you. Hmm. And Tori says, I say we hang him, then we kill him. Back here. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue.
made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. New Federal Election Commission filings by multi-billionaire and quasi-Trump cabinet member Elon Musk show that he and his companies spent at least $288 million in the 2024 election cycle, even more than expected. We reported last October that Musk poured millions into his America PAC, offering a borderline legal $47 bounty for referring unregistered voters to a website collecting personal contact information. Open Secrets reports that Musk poured $118 million into the PAC just between July and October 2024. Musk coughed up another $20 million to fund the RBG PAC, funding misleading advertising suggesting Justice Ginsburg agreed with Trump on abortion. In October, Musk contributed another $925,000 to a Trump PAC, Trump 47 Campaign Committee Incorporated. Musk filings show that contributions in $10,000 increments flowed to most state GOP committees around the country, many payments coming in late October. Curiously, the most recent filing shows Musk put another $45 million into the America PAC after the election, perhaps to make donations to the Trump Inaugural Fund or begin funding the 2026 midterm cycle. Find links to the FEC and Open Secrets data for even more Musk contributions at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
Isn't she out last time?
Hey, welcome back.
Hey,
what's going on?
We're having a big discussion. Who else is from Wisconsin?
Is Betty White from Wisconsin?
No, her husband was.
Okay.
Alan Ludlum.
Yep.
Okay. He would be on the top 10.
I don't think a lot of people. And I'm a huge Alan Ludlum fan, but I don't think people know who he is.
Do you think when they had like sexy time, he went into that voice? The password is.
And then she went, ding.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's right.
There are some stories about those two.
Well, she was a nude pinup in World War II.
Okay.
I've seen pictures of her. She was a pinup girl.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I believe that.
Yeah. Happy birthday to one of your favorites, Dan Quayle.
Why? No, I don't. He's not one of my favorites.
You need an E at the end of potato.
That was not fair to him. That was a staffer that told him that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he couldn't.
I knew Jack Kennedy. Jack Kennedy was a friend of mine.
That guy.
You are no Jack Kennedy.
That guy was a jerk too.
Clint Black is 63. Alice Cooper 77. I'll tell you what. Anybody that you know talks about what booze can do to you, Alice Cooper's still going, but he doesn't drink anymore.
He is one of the nicest guys I've ever met. Just really kind.
When we had Mark Daniels on the show,
yeah.
He talked about when he went and visited his brother or somebody in, like, Arizona. And I think the group ahead of them were like, or behind, can we play through or can we play? And it was Alice Cooper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's.
Yeah. I like hearing stories like that.
Yeah.
There's something about you can be a crazy rocker or whatever you want to be. But if you golf, you kind of feel like,
not so bad.
But golfing, if they golf or fish, I feel like.
Yeah. Wow. That's true. I don't see rockers fishing, but you're right.
Right.
Yeah, that's cool.
But don't you feel that way kind of if they golf or if they fish? It's like, oh, well, they might act crazy, but they're... Because you have to have a certain discipline for that. You can't go crazy when you're doing... You got to be composed. Yep. And, Oscar De La Hoya is 52. There's also Stuffed Mushroom Day. You ever do Stuffed Mushrooms?
Oh, yeah, I love Stuffed Mushrooms, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Todd, who said we're getting 10 inches of snow on Saturday?
I think Terry said that.
Yeah. Good texter. For all the people who are whining about the lack of snow, this is your week. 2 to 4 Wednesday, 5 to 9 or 6 to 10 inches Saturday.
Yeah, that's a good day to get the snow. Because Sunday, it's Super Bowl, we're going to hang out, shovel. Yeah, that's great. I prefer that over, you know, during the
Terry week. Said, how about the Crusher? I thought he's from Minnesota. To be honest with you, I thought all of those guys, Burt Gagné and everybody, was from there.
Well, he was here a lot, but I don't know if he's from here. But
yeah,
you're right.
Chris Farley, Don Ameche, Gene Wilder, Eric Heiden, George O'Keefe, and well, that's it from Michael. Thank you, Michael.
Gene Wilder out of that group, right?
I would think.
Or Chris Farley.
Chris Farley. Too was.
Ooh.
Yeah. I still think Liberace is above all that. I do. I really do. I do. I think if you talk to old people.
You're talking to one. I'm right
I
here.
I just think men, women, I just think Liberace, just everybody liked here. Him.
Men, women. I don't know.
Men. It's a ship all filled with men. There's men above and men below.
You know what I like?
In the galley, Butch and Bill and Mike and Spike and one guy we call.
I think I want to hear from an educator. And when you teach, you know, and when
you teach have a class, to go there, don't
well, they're informing our kids. If you say, look, talk about the history of Wisconsin. Do they talk about, they probably talk about the governor, Gaylord Nelson, because of Earth Day. But a famous person, listen to this guy.
Was MacArthur born in Wisconsin? Douglas MacArthur? He might know. You know, I think he was born at West Point, but they moved. He lived in Manitowoc for a long time. MacArthur did. I know there's MacArthur Street.
Wow.
Oh, Terry says Crusher was born and lived in Milwaukee. Thank all you, right. Terry. Did not know that. So where are we at here, Todd? Who are people saying?
Everybody but
Liberace.
Liberace.
Steve Stricker, pro golfer. That's a big name. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I don't think that's what they're saying. They're saying other famous names. I don't think they're saying these guys, Trump,
I don't know.
Liberace.
I think that's what the poll is, right?
Oh, come on.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry, Jim. You're losing badly on this one. You are.
Let me put a poll out there. Anybody growing up scared of Liberace? Raise your hand. He scared the crap out of me.
No question. Oh, he was just too out there.
He was flamboyant, entertainer, just funny.
You know who scared me? You know who I despised? I remember one time we were watching Ed Sullivan or something. My dad made us turn it off. Was Tiny Tim.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I saw him live. I saw him in the airport.
You
O'Hare. In O'Hare. He was carrying his violin, his little bag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shocked him?
No, I didn't.
No?
He was looking down, kind of shuffling.
Oh, I'm sure he didn't want anybody to. Yeah.
He was a weird dude. Though.
So weird.
He was so weird.
And we only got one channel. This is what he was playing. Yeah. And my dad goes, turn that bleep and bleep off.
You know what? If my dad would have been there, he'd have said the same thing.
Yeah. We were not allowed to watch this.
This guy was
too bizarre.
Yeah.
Well, they actually use this song in a lot of horror movies now because it's so creepy.
So creepy. I believe it.
You know, I don't. You talk about it because as. You know, O'Hare, you walk through the different, there's the three terminals. And I saw him there. I was with a friend of mine. I thought, oh, that's Tiny Tim over there. And sure he was, but he's too creepy to approach. Like, for an autograph or something?
Yeah.
I didn't even think about it.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
He looked just the exact same.
Brian says, hey, Jim, time to get the Liberace yard signs out to win this poll.
I
got another one from here. Good call, John. Tiny Tim was scary.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, did my dad hate him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and then Miss Vicky, remember he married her on Johnny Carson?
On Johnny Carson show. And
so Carson made him, but he must have died young, right? I mean, he wasn't.
I don't know. Did he? I don't know. It's funny. Once he had his little thing, then what? I don't know. I don't think he had a second life, did he?
I don't think he did.
Hey, Todd, did you see the movie? You would enjoy this movie, Todd. It's a little weird, but it's about the start of Saturday Night Live.
All right.
And it's like about the day of their first thing. Where the president of NBC came to them and said, listen, forget about it. We're going to run a rerun of a Johnny Carson show. Don't worry about it. You guys don't have your bleep together. They're like, no, we can do this. And it was like Belushi hadn't signed a contract to like 2 minutes before they're on the air. So he wouldn't go on. Dan Aykroyd was kind of a screw off. It's all behind the scenes stuff. And Johnny Carson called. Who's the main guy? Who's still there?
Oh, my gosh.
Lorne
Michaels.
Lorne Michaels. Calls Lorne Michaels. He says, hey, Lauren, good luck tonight. I just want you to know one thing. There's one king of late night TV on NBC, and it's not you. I just want you to know that it's me. Wow. So when you fail, I'm going to be in that spot.
Lauren, let me just.
That's exactly it.
Let me tell you something, Lauren.
It's exactly it. I mean, you could do his impersonation. You got to find. It's a really good movie. It's different, but it's really good.
And that really happened? You really called him and said that?
Oh, yeah. I believe that.
Oh, yeah.
I believe that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Tiny Tim died in 1996 at the age of 64.
Oh, he was.
Well, was he quiet for about 1969 till then, huh?
Wasn't a lot of call for that in entertainment.
Oh, my gosh. I wonder what he did.
Well, we had Liberace. We didn't need him.
Great point.
Both very creepy.
The son of Liberace. We're going to send a quick Liberace break. Vintage kids. Rose. Yeah. More after this. But I can't hear my voice.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The pick to become our next U.S. Department of Agriculture Secretary, defending the use of tariffs. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. So there's been a flurry of conversations about tariffs against China, Mexico, Canada, to varying levels. Brooke Rollins, who is the selected person to become the next U.S. Department of Agriculture, was in front of the Senate Agriculture Committee last week and defended Trump's use of tariffs.
He believes it is a very important tool in his toolkit to continue or bring America back to the forefront of the world and to ensure that we have a thriving economy. But just as he did and we did in the first administration, he also understands the potential devastating impact to our farmers and our ranchers.
Brooke Rollins, she is the pick to become the next U.S. Department of Agriculture Secretary. She said she also stands ready to implement something similar to the market facilitation payments that Trump and former Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue made during the trade war with China. Trump is also threatening even higher tariffs if there's retaliation and plans some new tariffs on the European Union. Tariff talk has gotten the best of the markets in overnight electronic trade. Numbers are next.
If you milk with robots, you know that cow flow is everything. Cow Corner Consulting helps you maximize cow flow by working with your team to improve your barn workflows, your feed management, and your system settings. Visit cow-corner.co to learn how. Cow Corner is an independent consulting company and works with all brands of robots. They're ready to go to work for you. Sign up for the free e-newsletter or contact John Gerbitz at cow-corner.co.
Join the Midwest Farm Report team along with Wisconsin soybean and corn growers at the 2025 Corn Soy Expo on February 6th and 7th at the Kalahari Resort in the Wisconsin Dells. Learn from industry experts on disease updates, cover crops, DOT standards, weather patterns, and more. Comedian Greg Warren will bring humor to the closing of the event. Connect with fellow farmers and share ideas among the breakout session, and don't miss the popular beer and bowl session. For more information or to make plans to attend, visit cornsoyexpo.org.
On Monday, barrel cheese dropped 2 cents to 179. 40-pound block cheese was down a penny and a half, 186 and a quarter, while AA butter on Monday dropped a quarter of a cent to 243 a pound. The March Class 3 milk that goes into cheese this morning down a penny right now at 1961. Currently, December corn is up a penny at 466. November beans down a penny at 1062. July wheat's down 3 at 587. Dow Jones Industrial Average right now down more than 180 points. Again, remember, they've pushed pause on tariffs with Mexico temporarily. I'm Pam Yonke.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds around in the overnight with lows in the lower teens, a northwest wind, occasionally on the gusty side. Even more clouds on the way for Tuesday, highs near 20 degrees. Clouds stay put into Tuesday night, lows again in the lower teens. It's 15 at our studios.
Hey, it's Brian from Heights Pub and Parlor, 217 North Washington Street in Green Bay.
And I'm Ashley. Get your happy hour on every Monday through Thursday, 2 to 6 p.m. with $4 rail mixers and drafts and $3 bottled beers.
Plus, we've upgraded our kitchen. We now use lard in our fryers for healthier, tastier food. Check out our prime Angus burgers, pressed paninis, and our fresh walleye.
Hosting a party? Book our second floor parlor with a third level loft. They're perfect for get-togethers.
Heights Pub and Parlor, online at heightsgb.com or follow us on Facebook.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation, because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media and WGBW rock star Nikki Zirjev and treasure hunter Bill Blackwell. With a name like Blackwell, you have to be a treasure hunter. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
For
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. An Amber Alert is issued for a three-month pregnant 16-year-old girl from Beaver Dam. Sophia Franklin was last seen at her home Sunday night. Authorities think she is with 40-year-old Gary Day, who is the father of Sophia's unborn child. Police say they are in a 2014 black Buick LaCrosse with Arkansas license plate BBR20L. They're believed to be heading south. Sophia is 5'9" tall, 186 pounds, with brown hair and blue eyes. Day is 5'7", 165 pounds, with blonde hair and green eyes. Anyone with information on either person is asked to call the Beaver Dam Police Department. More of your money is piling up in Madison. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Wisconsin's budget surplus has been revised upwards to $4.3 billion. That's according to the latest figures from the Legislative Fiscal Bureau. It's up from the previously estimated $4 billion. Governor Tony Evers will soon present his budget proposal, which is expected to initiate a series of negotiations with Republicans over how to use that money.
This is the perfect story to show how past history makers continue to influence the modern world. With a Black History Month-related story, here's Brittany Merlot.
Wausau is celebrating Transit Equity Day on Tuesday, February 4th. It's a day cities use to promote public transit as a strategy to combat climate change and means to provide affordable, accessible, clean, and safe transportation alternatives for all community members. The day coincides with the birthday of Rosa Parks, an iconic figure in the movement for social justice and racial equity. Metro Ride will reserve a seat on each bus to honor Rosa Parks and celebrate her invaluable work. Transit Equity Day was established in 2018 by a network of transit rider unions, community organizations, and environmental groups from across the country.
I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor here on a good-looking Tuesday morning. Got some text here. Jim, you're biased on Liberace because he loved linens as well as you.
I would.
Thank you, Mike.
I would make that assumption.
Other texts, Les Paul, famous guitar maker, Danica Patrick. Tiny Tim collapsed and died on stage. He's buried in Minnesota. I did not know
Me
that.
Me either.
Wow, that was kind of like quiet. What, I mean,
yeah, I don't. Because, boy, he came out of nowhere and was
wouldn't
so
you, wouldn't
weird.
You feel like he'd be at, like, doing that like an Elks Club or something? Just some small little church basement. Yeah.
But boy, if it wouldn't have been for Carson, and I don't think he
made it, it just did everything.
He really, I don't know what he attracted him to him, but wow.
Who do you got on there, Todd?
Hey, Kim is on from Vintage Rose Bakery and Sandwich Shop. We're going to be broadcasting live on Thursday morning. Good morning, Kim.
All right, Kim.
Good morning, guys.
Kim, you know what you know what I'm impressed with you?
What's that?
You listen to us every day and you still like us.
I tell everybody I can. You've got to listen to them. It's so entertaining.
Well, thank you.
And your guests are really great, too. So keep going.
Thank you. Awesome. We tell everybody that you make the greatest chicken croissant sandwich in America.
I can't wait for Mino to redeem himself.
But here's it. But get this. Kim. So get this. Get this. Okay? So, Kim, we're coming to your place Thursday, right?
We're doing a live remote. Mm-hmm. All 3 hours.
Whole show. Yep. From Kim's place. Vintage Rose Bakery and Sandwich Shop. Kim, you know what I have to do right after our show?
A root canal.
Yeah. So I can't eat anything that morning.
We're going to send you home with some things, and hopefully by the time you're better, it'll still be good.
Thank you. Because
I was asking Nikki, what time is your appointment? Is it at 2:30?
I don't even know.
Did you get it?
No.
Tooth hurty?
Tooth hurting? You know,
Kim, really? Kim, listen.
You dropped it on you a week or so ago.
That was kind of funny because John picked up his phone to see what time his appointment was. So you kind of really
I did, actually. He doesn't like that. Yeah. Hey, Kim, we got a guy here. He's in charge of dad jokes. Okay. It's the only thing he has. A weird adoration of Liberace. Those are the only two things he has.
And a great dog.
Please don't take that from him.
Todd asked me who is the most famous in Wisconsin, Liberace or Mino. I said Mino hands down. But then Adam pointed out to me that his grandma had a signed photo, autographed picture of Liberace on her refrigerator.
See?
She was obsessed with the guy.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
No pictures of her grandkids.
See?
But
oh my God.
Liberace.
Is grandma still with us?
No.
That's what I thought. Okay.
But
sorry,
grandma. So
do you still have the picture?
I don't know. We'll have to ask Adam.
Yeah. I think
that'd
maybe
be pretty
that's
cool
what
to still
is.
Have that picture, actually.
I think the reason I think Liberace was so famous is because I had an aunt who was crazy about him.
Oh,
and
yeah?
And maybe you grow up in that environment, but I still think he's super famous. Yeah. I do. I think.
Was she hoping to date him?
I don't know that he dated a lot of women.
What's this one, Todd?
It says lots of similarities between Mino and Liberace.
Aha, there you go.
Wow.
Mr. Entertainer.
Just because I can sing? Wow. Okay. Wow. So, Kim, what's going on at your great place?
Well, aside from having you guys come and visit us on Thursday.
Yep.
I believe we're talking about the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Soup.
S-O-U-P.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
And we are super excited that we're able to jump in last minute and be another one of the awesome restaurants that are participating in this event. It's really, really cool. I was watching, I think, Channel 5. The director was on yesterday, so that the NEW community program serves about 250 meals per night.
Yes. Dip per day.
Was on Terry?
No, Shannon.
Shannon was on? Okay.
Shannon was on. Yeah.
She's great.
So it's really, really cool that we're able to contribute to this.
That's awesome that you are.
And we've had some great restaurants in there, and we updated our website and everything to add you to that. And we're very grateful. We talked about that yesterday. We had a management meeting, and just thanks for doing this. And tell us a little bit about your soups that you have there. And we also, like Johnny and I said, we sure know your bakery and croissants.
I mean, they're outstanding.
Yeah, so during colder months, we always offer... Oh, I'm sorry. During colder months, we always offer two different kinds of soup. We always offer my dad's turkey chili.
Oh,
it's called pasta turkey chili. It's a lean ground turkey meat, so it's less greasy. It's got lots of beans, black chili, great northern pinto. It's got
I want that.
It's got a little spice, but it's not overly hot. I like it with sour cream and a little shredded cheddar.
Okay. Really, really good. If I could get one of those to go, I would be very happy, Kim.
1,000%.
All right.
Wow.
And then every week we rotate another soup. We make it from scratch right here in the shop. Our girl in back, Heather, she picked creamy chicken Florentine this week.
Oh,
it's a cream-based soup with roasted chicken, spinach, mushrooms. We're going to top it with a blend of Asiago Romano and Parmesan cheeses. It's really, really good as well. And I told her, make sure we got a lot of it.
So can I take home a variety pack?
Yeah, really. This is awesome.
I mean, we'll set you up with both of them when you're here.
Awesome.
So what we'll be doing is we'll be donating 50 cents from each cup that we sell, or for $2 for every quart that we sell to the program.
Great.
That's
and
awesome.
We're really looking forward to it. This is soup for the soul. We're helping others by... feeding yourself and feeding others.
Right. And I'll tell you what, Kim, when people like you help great causes, we make sure we go out of our way to help people like you. So give yourself a really good plug. Tell everybody who you are, where you are, and the whole shebangy.
Well, certainly not why we do it, but we always appreciate it. We're Vintage Roast Bakery. We've been around just over a year in West Appear, just off the Shoring Road exit. If you're coming from Green Bay, you take a right going towards Hobart instead of towards Walmart, which kind of feels a little bit out of place, but it's really a growing, developing area. One roundabout up, you'll take a right, you'll see us on your left. Once you find us, we're really easy to remember. We have From Scratch Bakery. That's kind of what we started with. My husband makes the most amazing croissant, pain au chocolat, cinnamon rolls, sticky buns, all kinds of things. We also do a full breakfast menu. And a full lunch menu, including those soups, sandwiches, salads, all kinds of things. We do a lot of lunch catering, special orders. We have a drive-up window, online ordering, and we're open Tuesday through Saturday from 6 a.m. until 2 p.m.
I think I had your breakfast sandwich that day at the Packer House with as well. Yeah, those were really good.
Yeah, that's what's nice about where you are, it's easy to find, and it's not as congested. Yeah.
And what's down there is just bing, bing.
Right, it's just
there.
To the right.
Hey, could you do the other way?
It's just out there.
Could you take that access road, if you took Main Street under the highway, could you take that access road
all
to your
way
place?
There. Yep. But why would you?
Yep,
why would
you can just... follow it.
Well, I'm just, if you're in that part, and then you go, was it Plank Road or Old Plank or...
Yeah. Past Plank Road and Purveya and all that, just kind of wind your way back up.
Yep.
You'll come to a point where you turn left going towards Schering Road.
That's almost where I used to meet you when you go to Madison, remember?
We would.
Right,
we would
meet at
that. We're right next to Integrity Health and Wellness.
Yeah. Okay.
And Revive is also in the same building.
Did, there used to be a pizza place there, wasn't there?
Scambodies. That's a little bit further down on Schering Road. If you've reached that, you've gone too far.
Turn around and come back. Okay. All right.
Yep, we're closer to the roundabout.
How did you do something like this, Kim? I mean, what gave you the incentive? What gave you, and I'm going to throw this out there, and Jim uses this word a lot of times with young businesses. You know, what gave you the courage and the encouragement to do this?
I mean, the support of everybody that was, you know, we were an in-home bakery, and it was just doing so well that we just knew that we could get more by being more, you know, having a storefront and being able to actually see people face to face and then be able to invite people in. And that's the biggest part about it that we love, is that we've got a place for people to gather. We get to meet people, and people that are there get to meet new people. We love the gathering point.
And so that's... Go ahead.
It was a bold choice. There were a lot of people that told us, especially in this economy, it might be not good timing or whatnot, but no timing is ever perfect. Try it. You just got to have faith in it and do your best.
Yeah. And I'm really glad you put in the drive-through, because restaurants just need that. There's just some of us that, I don't know, don't like people in the morning or whatever. You're in a hurry.
You want to put your sweatpants on.
And you can't get out.
Right.
If you pulled something and you're using crutches.
She is a good listener. Man.
Right off.
She is a good listener. That's great. But that's great. And I just want to give you a lot of credit, because it does, you've done your, you didn't do research. The research was kind of done for you. And it's kind of like that.
Due diligence.
Well, that brewery we had on here, it's like, it's like, man, you got to take this stuff to the market. And that happens often. I mean, Colonel Sanders, the guy with the ribs.
Yeah, you got to bring it to them before they come to you.
But if you got all these people giving you that encouragement, I'm glad you took the risk to do that, because I think that's going to really work out well for you, because it's so good.
What's your experience, Kim?
Thank you.
The way you said chocolate was really cool. So did you go to like school in France or someplace to learn how to cook?
Not at all. No, I've, you know, just always been, my mom and I have always baked together, and it's always been about how do you make it better. I've always worked in restaurants. It was my fun time where I wasn't spending money, but I was making some and getting to have that social aspect and meet new people as well. Adam grew up baking with his aunts in Leona. You know, we just have always loved what we do. And, you know, I think there's a lot of people, you don't necessarily have to go to school and get that degree. I've got degrees in all kinds of other things. I don't use them anymore. It's just being focused and disciplined to learn it.
Why did you laugh at what I said, Jim? I thought maybe she went to like pastry school in like Paris. Chocolat.
No, that's what you would do.
Say that again. Kim, say it again.
Pain au chocolat?
Yeah, I love that. Will you say that when we're there?
Yeah.
John, would you like some chocolat?
On demand.
What do you want?
Adam, Mr. Mino would like some chocolat.
Kim, it's funny what you say about, you know, you didn't get your degree at some culinary school, but Craig Culver, who's very successful, right, in own plane, and he's done a lot, he really just talks about the basics of customer service, quality food, consistent food, good employees, and, you know, that...
Well, when we own that bar...
We're not going to the bar.
Oh, I got a new one for you.
Oh, it's gosh.
Did you see it? I showed Todd.
You told,
I told Todd about it. It's in Pulaski.
No.
Living quarters upstairs. What's always been my dream? To live upstairs of a bar.
Yeah, that.
It's turnkey operation, Jim. Kim, listen to me.
2 a.m, he's down there drinking. It's like, I'm cleaning.
Kim, I'm going to give you an opportunity as an investor.
Stay away.
And kind of like advisor.
Stay away.
Kim, and I'm not even going to charge
you. I've worked at a place where the owner lived upstairs. I could tell you stories.
Exactly.
I could create stories.
So could his mortician.
Wow. Oh, my God. Hey, Kim, can we keep her over?
Sure. Yeah.
Kim, can we keep you over through this break? There's more we want to talk about for coming up on Thursday, okay?
All right. Sounds great.
Back after this. Kim from Vintage Rose Bakery and Sandwich Shop. They are awesome. Back after this.
Pier to Suamico, 97.9 WGBW. Keeping you connected to your local community with good news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Landon Jones could make his type of art anywhere, but he chooses to stay in Northeast Wisconsin, where he's making a name for himself through his Green Bay company, Respect. He recently took a leap and created a commercial for Doritos.
It's called That's Bold. I was sitting on the couch. I was eating some Doritos. I just had one in my hand. I was looking at it. I just try and think of different scenarios playing out. You know, I'm just enjoying this whole process, even in this competition.
A competition leading Landon to the top 25 out of thousands. And a possibility his ad could air during the Super Bowl. His story supports make art where your heart is. And for him, that's home. Until next time, I'm Terry Vaughn.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
I was just telling a story off stage how I might have accidentally killed a guy on my radio show. So anyway.
Yes.
Hey, Kim.
We'll get to that later.
You guys going later.
Kim's more important.
It was involved with Cherry Bounce. Do you guys serve Cherry Bounce, Kim?
You don't have a liquor license, do you?
Unfortunately, no. We've looked into it. We're hoping to at some point do maybe some type of brunches or events where we would offer a specialty drink, but so far nothing like that.
Okay,
we're
a little mimosa or
something. Coffee.
Oh, nice.
Right.
Yeah. No problems with that.
Love that.
Kim, one more thing. Tell me about, again, we rave about your one sandwich, and you've got like so many other things. Go ahead, just give us a little rundown of what else is on your menu. If somebody's driving around this morning, and they're on their, we're going to be on their way to Appleton or coming into Green Bay, and they're like, hey, that place sounds really good. Please tell me something else that's there right now.
Yeah. So breakfast is from 6 a.m. until 11 a.m. We've got biscuit sandwiches. Adam makes the most amazing buttermilk biscuits. They're the best I've ever had. In fact, before we opened, the plan was for me to make them. He had to do we were doing a photo shoot right before we opened, and it was kind of a quick make something, and they were so good. I said, I can't make them. You can't teach me. Those are yours now. So we've got really good buttermilk biscuit sandwiches. We also use those biscuits to make the best from scratch biscuits and gravy, toasts, wraps, all kinds of stuff. We've got a really good chorizo potato wrap with a fresh avo crema, all kinds of things for breakfast. For lunch, we've got Adam makes from scratch focaccia. We do a really good turkey avocado BLT. It's our most popular seller every day. We also have a really good grilled cheese. Goes great to dipping in with that soup. Strawberry almond feta salads. We've got gluten-friendly pitas that we can do. So if you can't have bread, until Adam makes us gluten-friendly bread, we've got pitas that work for that as well.
Kim, you're welcome to come in studio
regularly.
I tell Nikki, anytime you guys want something, let us know.
Do you have room where we could put in a little studio? Because we've got one in Oshkosh. I think we need one in Lawrence.
Yeah.
I got text here, Kim. Vintage Rose has been an awesome addition to the town of Lawrence. The absolute best, freshest breakfast food you'll ever find. Unbeatable cookies. Scotty Biting.
Ooh.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Tell us about the cookies.
That is awesome. The cookies, those are all Adam. And honestly, I'm completely biased, but they really are the best cookie I think I've ever had.
Awesome.
Sea salt chocolate chip. We started out planning on making other ones, but honestly, he could make those all day long, and we still can't keep up with the demand.
Outstanding.
You have to try
them. Is Adam your husband?
He is.
Okay. I mean, that's got to be what a super, to have two people with such a passion for the same thing to be able to really make this work. I think that's awesome.
It's great. And I couldn't do it with anybody else.
Super.
And that's
she sounds like she's in love, doesn't she?
You do.
Because Jim had the look on his face like, oh, I can't imagine working with my spouse.
I just don't always recommend that. In we talk about partnerships.
My mom is there, so that helps.
Okay, there you go. And she always takes your side. So, Adam's the...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's the odd man out.
That's nice that you've got such a great relationship. Because like I said, Jim and I are like the two old guys in the Muppets. They're up in the balcony just criticizing
everybody. Love it.
Yeah, you know, yeah, that's the way
it works.
All right.
That's perfect.
Kim, that's great. Yeah, you need to tell your story. It's 1 year successful. You took the risk. And I think it's really neat that you really listen to people. I mean, we talked last night in class about market research. People don't do enough of that. And you did it. You didn't really, it wasn't a design program, but she got a lot of feedback. Say, hey, you got to take this to the market.
But also, I think we had Scotty on here one day.
Upon getting that feedback, I definitely went around and you got to do the research. You got to know what's around you. And I mean, honestly, I cordoned off a segment of that area and what are the businesses? What are the residences? You got to figure that out as well.
But what a great area. We had Scotty on a couple of months ago talk about how Lawrence is just growing and growing and growing.
It really is.
And so you're
we live right down the road conveniently, and it's such a great area.
And got another quick text here.
Definitely growing.
Vintage Rose chocolate chip cookies are so good. They will change your life.
Wow, that's really good.
Is that Nikki?
Read the one above it, too.
I visited Vintage Rose the same day they were on live at your remote. Love the breakfast tacos. Mike from Green Bay.
I remember him. Thank you.
Wow.
That's cool.
People are just coming out of the woodwork here, just raving about your place.
So much love.
Great.
Yeah, can't wait to see you guys on Thursday. Right. I hope everybody comes out.
I can't wait either. I hope we get lots of people there coming to join us for breakfast and everything.
Thanks again for the Super Bowl, right? The $2 a quart.
I was just going to say that. Go ahead and talk about that. Go ahead.
I just think it's great that you're participating.
Because that's going on right now.
That is. Week, right?
Mm-hmm. All week.
Right, all week. And, you know, your soups sound amazing, and $2 per quart goes to the new community shelter, and that goes to feed the, 100,000 people that we feed every year. So, yeah, thanks for doing this, Kim. And, like Johnny was saying earlier, everybody wins on this. So, yeah, thanks for doing it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see you Thursday.
Thank you so much.
Or maybe this afternoon.
See you soon.
Hey, Kim, I'm going to throw one last quick question. We always do this with young entrepreneurs. One piece of advice for anybody thinking about getting into whatever business they're thinking about getting into on their own.
Do your work, check it twice, check it a third time, and
take the plunge.
I love it. Do your research. Boy, people don't
follow your heart.
Great stuff.
There you go. Love it.
Kim, Vintage Rose Bakery Sandwich Shop, you guys are really onto something big, and we cannot wait to do our entire show from there on Thursday.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
Would you do me one favor?
Oh,
what's that?
Make me some hot chocolate.
Hey, I got you.
Thank you. See ya.
See ya.
Kim from Vintage Rose Baker. Man, is she cool, huh?
Yeah. And this
how could
small
that BLT with the avocado sauce?
Oh, that sounds great.
All that homemade.
I know.
That's
those breakfast biscuits they were talking about.
Right, I think that's cool that her and her husband are working together.
I do, too. And her mom.
And give that guy some credit. His mother-in-law?
Wow.
Maybe we'll get that story when we're there on Thursday. Adam, get ready.
He'll pull us aside.
Yeah. We don't have a liquor license, but here, you want some of this?
I got a little something under the counter. We'll see you on Thursday. We're going to start a quick break. We come back. A very special guest, Jeannie Bruett, who worked for Ted Thompson and Ron Wolf. She was like that person for the Green Bay Packers for a lot of great years. We're going to talk with her as soon as we come back.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as it's Tuesday Tangents with our old friend Luke Mathers. Join us for that, and what's worse?
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, your innocence is proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Tariffs against Mexico and China paused for 30 days, but tariffs against China went into effect overnight. ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce has China's response.
China firing back. After President Trump's 10% tariff went into effect at midnight, Beijing swiftly retaliating with tariffs on American goods, including coal, liquefied natural gas, crude oil, agricultural machinery, and pickup trucks. China also restricting the export of critical minerals used to produce high-tech products.
Mexico and Canada both agreed to boost border security in exchange for the tariffs being paused. Sources say a handful of people working with Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency were spotted at the Department of Education on Monday. They also say his team has access to the agency's records. Musk says he has the blessing of President Trump and the authority to close the U.S. Agency for International Development. Democrats in Congress strongly disagree. This is ABC News.